Somebody else who I'm really looking forward to introducing you to is Mr. Byron F. Egan. He's a partner at Jackson Walker in Dallas, and he's engaged in a corporate partnership, securities, merger and acquisitions, and financing practice. He has a BA. I'm always interested in the universities, forgive me being a professor. A BA and a JD from the University of Texas, so he is true burnt orange. He's going to speak today for a half hour on the new Texas business courts, which is particularly apropos as he is the author of Egan on Entities, Corporations, Partnerships, and Limited Liability Companies in Texas, which addresses formation and governance and sale of business entities. So please welcome Mr. Byron Egan.
Thank you. So he's got this little thing that'll tell me when I've got to stop talking. Okay. Your first question for me is, why are you speaking to us on the topic of business courts? This is an oil and gas conference, and business courts are different. That's litigator stuff. But it's not because, I mean, it is. Litigators are going to handle the cases. But oil and gas involves disputes. You just heard a series of cases being discussed, and those cases could go before a business court. And so that's very relevant to you. It's also relevant today because these are new. They were only enacted in the last legislative session. That was last year. And that was after 9 long years of trying to get business courts into this state. We've got a lot of specialty courts in the state already, probate courts, so on, family courts. But we didn't have business courts. And so if you had a big business case, it would stand behind a lot of cases that were very small, but they had statutory priority. So the result was you could have a serious oil and gas case, and it would be pending for years because you couldn't get a docket long enough to try your case. So 9 years ago, a representative from Dallas came to me and said, Byron, we need to have a set of business courts for this case, for these big cases. And I was chair of the Business Law Foundation, the Texas Business Law Foundation, which many of you organizations are parties to. In any event, we organized a group of people, pretty talented people, some litigators, a couple of people that are in this room were involved. In any event, we got it introduced. We had a sponsor, but it didn't get anywhere. It met opposition. Why? Well, it sounds like nobody ought to be opposed to it. The answer was the plaintiff's bar had made investments in these judges, elected judges. They'd made campaign contributions, and they knew these judges, and the judges knew them, and they liked their cases to be tried by their friends. That's logical. And one of the key factors of business courts, as we put it in the bill, is the judges are appointed by the governor with the advice and consent of the Senate. So that was a problem for those guys. Then the judges were opposed to it. Why? Because some juicy cases would be taken away from their dockets. So they weren't very happy with it. And so there was opposition. And first session, didn't even get it out of committee. Then after that, it kept moving and moving. And finally, it got up to the calendars committee in a recent session. And it was blocked at the last minute. So finally, in 2013 session, there was a confluence. The governor wanted it because he wanted to be able to appoint judges. And being a former Supreme Court judge, he knew the importance of how these cases are tried. So he was for it. The Speaker of the House was for it. And the Lieutenant Governor was for it. So it was destined to pass, right? It got a low bill number. It got moving and moving.